Good Monday. Today is August the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, today is a day that we've been looking forward to with the USDA's release of the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, otherwise known as the WASDE report, and a lot of analysts are expecting yields to possibly be increased, which could drive prices down. We're going to take a look at some of the information coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, today is the day that the USDA, through its World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, will offer new production estimates of corn, soybeans, and wheat that, based on producer surveys, weather data, and a review of harvested acre data from the Farm Service Agency and RMA, in the case of winter wheat, field-based yield data will also be included in this report. Now, in discussing the report and what may be in it, industry analysts say that you can't blame inflation on farmers, as December corn is trading near its lowest December price in over 3.5 years, and cash prices are over a dollar a bushel below USDA's estimated production cost. Now, with future funds holding 300,310 contracts of corn net shorts as of July 30, it would be reasonable to expect a much larger corn production estimate from Dow Jones' survey of 17 analysts, but that's not what we're finding. The survey expects USDA to estimate a 15.103 billion bushel corn crop that, based on record yield estimates of 182.1 bushels to the acre, and assuming USDA will cut its estimate of harvested acres by 500,000 to 82.9 million acres. Now, back on July 30, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service let it be known that it would review all available data, including producers' surveys and the latest information from the FSA and RMA, if justified, will publish updated estimates of harvested acres for corn, soybeans, and wheat in August. Now, given numerous incidents of severe weather, hail, wind damage, and flooding that have occurred since late April, Monday's estimate of harvested corn acres should get plenty of attention, as it has had a chance to trim back the corn production estimate. In soybeans, similar to corn, November soybean prices are trading near their lowest level in over 3.5 years, and cash prices are almost $2 a bushel lower than the USDA's production cost estimate for 2024. Once again, future funds have ridden on the trend down and are sitting at 169,679 net shorts in soybeans, that as of July 30th, not far from the largest short position for funds in soybeans ever seen. Now, for the U.S. new crop ending soybean stocks, Dow Jones surveyed analysts expected USDA to increase estimates from 435 million bushels to 472, and that largely a reflection of higher production estimates, and if true, it will still be the highest ending soybean stocks in the last 5 years. As far as wheat goes, rounding out the summer's bearish trifecta, U.S. wheat prices are also near their lowest levels in over 3 years, with futures funds holding the large net short position in all three U.S. contracts. There is a chance USDA's wheat production estimate could be lowered for Europe, Ukraine, and Russia on Monday, but the production estimates for the U.S. is apt to be raised. Analysts surveyed by Dow Jones expect USDA will slightly increase its estimate of world-ending stocks from 257.24 million metric tons to 257.30. That the bullish view is that the world wheat supplies are at their lowest levels in 9 years, and the bearish view, however, that between Russia's production and future funds, there has been enough selling to hold the prices down. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, research is an important aspect of improving biosecurity at the farm level, with various efforts studying new tools, innovations, and approaches. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
An outbreak of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle across several states in recent months has served as a reminder for the importance of biosecurity within livestock and poultry operations.
When we think about endemic diseases and foreign animal diseases, the biosecurity practices really protect against both.
Megan Niedenwerder is with the Swine Health Information Center. Her organization has been involved in biosecurity education and improvement efforts to guard the swine and pork industry against various threats, such as African swine fever and foot and mouth disease. That also includes research into biosecurity-oriented tools and innovations. Through SHIC's Weed to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program,
we've really started to develop some new tools and technologies looking at what's the most biosecure manner to handle manure and manure management. What are some novel and innovative ways to think about reducing the need for vaccine crews or cleaning crews? Are there power washing capabilities or self-vaccination of pigs that could be utilized to reduce the number of people entering the hog farm?
She acknowledges that cost effectiveness for the producer or operator is an important part of biosecurity innovation development.
We request an economic analysis. How much would it cost to actually implement that tool or technology on the farm? And what's the differences in the economic analysis on a grow finish site versus a sow or breeding farm, how we provide the most value back to producers.
The importance of biosecurity research conducted by entities such as those within USDA and land-grant universities is essential in strengthening biosecurity within the livestock operation. Niedenwerder says in that regard, studies within the National Agro and Biodefense Facility, once it becomes fully functional,
it will allow those diagnostic assays for foreign animal diseases to be done right at the facility in Manhattan, Kansas. It's also going to be a facility that allows disease research investigation of BSL-3 and BSL-4 agents. So agents such as ASF, foot and mouth disease virus, so that we can be learning more about not only control and prevention, but thinking about new vaccines or mitigation tools to inactivate viruses and feed.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.